This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hi. Welcome to tonight's Halacha Shir. The topic is avoiding danger during the 3 weeks. It's last Sunday with Shimon Sabatamas, and therefore is an appropriate topic to discuss. But I was prompted into this topic because of a couple of questions that I was asked. The first question was, a guy called me up. He's coming up to some birthday, and his wife wanted to buy him a present. The present is a flying lesson. So is there a problem of going on a flying lesson in the 3 weeks? The second question was, this is a school question. We have something called Activities Week in school, the second from last week of school. Kids, over a few days, go on various activities and a whole range of programs for them, more informal type of program. And we're planning for next year, for the calendar for next year, and we're doing all the bookings. And they wanted to know, are you allowed to go kayaking? Water sports in the 9 days, in the 3 weeks, are there any issues with that? So I wanted to look into the topic. So these are the fruits of my labor. There is, of course, the starting point is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Tanis, famous Mishnah, which lists all the five things that happened both on Shiva Sabatamas and the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah concludes and says, Mishenichnas Av Mama'atin B'Simcha. When Av comes in, we tone down, we reduce our levels of simcha. And the Gemara has the famous expression, Kashem Shenichnas Av Mama'atin B'Simcha. In the same way that when Av comes in, we reduce our simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adam Marbin B'Simcha. The Kotzke famously says that simcha is like a pilot light. It's got to be there the whole time. It's a constant. We just tone it up and tone it down. In Av, we reduce it a little bit, but in Adar, we increase it. But it should be there the whole time. The Gemara continues there in Tanis Chavtes and Medalef. If you look at the second paragraph of the first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and Plinid, I'll send you the handout. The Gemara carries on and says, By Yisrael, the Isle Dinah Bahadi Nochri, if a Jew has a court case with a non-Jewish person, Lishtamit Minei Ba'av Dere Mazli. He should try and push it off away from the month of Av, because his muzzle is down. And he should try and make it happen on the month of Adar, where his muzzle is stronger, is healthier. The Ritva, by the way, asked Akasha. The Ritva says, what do you mean? Ain muzzle Yisrael. How can we subject to the regular rules of mazolus ein mazal Yisrael? Says the Ritva, v'afal gav she'ein mazal Yisrael, even though we generally say ein mazal Yisrael, Hanimili b'sha'ar yomim, that's for other times. Aval b'shei chadoshim elu, in the months of Tammuz and Av, yesh mazal. We'd say there is actually mazal for Yisrael, and the mazal is not so good in the month of Adar, sorry, in the month of Tammuz and the month of Av. Shekein nigzar alein m'shamayim, because that was a decree from Shammayim. V'ef sha'id, the mazal lav dafka, el ala gezeira kore mazal, b'loshim b'leodim, lav dafka means mazal, it could refer to a gezeira from Shammayim. Just thinking now, maybe the Ritva means not the 2 months, it's loved after Tammuz and Av, but maybe Av and Adar, as what the Gemara refers to. Okay, now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this Gemara in Simon Tof Kuf Nun Aleph, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, he brings this Gemara, Mishenichnas Av Matam Simcha, and then he says, Ubay Yisrael, this Leidin B'Av, they could Lishamet Minei Derei Mazli, should put off a court case with a non-Jewish person. Now, how long does this extend to? Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Mishenichnas Av Matan B'Simcha, which suggests it's the whole month. So in fact, the Magen Avraham says Ad Rosh Chodesh Elul. Indeed, the whole month of Elul. Now that's going to scupper a lot of people's summer holidays. If they're going to take care, like they do in the 9 days, that for the rest of the month. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll call upon him at Achat Tisha B'Av. He's bringing the carbon Nisanel based on the Zoha. And the Minhag Ksiyas certainly seems to be until Tisha B'Av. The Piskei Tshuvas says, V'yud Ba'av Bichlal. The 10th of Av is included in that. This year, of course, because Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, and the Yud Av is on, Tisha B'Av is Nidcha till Sunday. So therefore, Yud Av will not extend beyond the, you know, Yud Av. V'yesha Kosvim, Shekeinu Ikar L'Maaseh, and those who write, that's the Ikar L'Maaseh, we do not have to worry about the entire month of Av until Tes or Yud Av is enough. The Yesh HaSoivrim, the Piskei Tshuvas, brings other opinions, interestingly. L'Maid B'Simcha B'Chol Inyonim and Tzorachin L'Mazel Tov Ad Acharei Shabbos Nachamu. Wait till after Shabbos Nachamu. And Yesh Shohinim Noim and Tu B'Av. Shem'oz V'Holom Atzchinin Yimei HaRachmim, because that begins the Yimei HaRachmim. Okay, now, the Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimonides, who quotes the Eicha Rabati, a Medrash in Eicha, Issa Shetzorich Lizohem is Shiva Osu B'Tamuz. The actual starting point is Shiva Osu B'Tamuz, the 17th of Tamuz. Shalolelech Yechidi Me'ar B'Shas Ateisha Shoyes. You shouldn't go out and about on your own from the 4th hour to the 9th hour, because that's considered a dangerous time. Ve'ein lehakos afilu haravis talmidei. And a Rebbe shouldn't hit his talmid. Ve'sakona yesh bedova. And there is a danger involved in that. The Shulchan Aruch brings this. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah limit it a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when the Shulchan Aruch says, shereyelech yechidi, you shouldn't go out and about between these hours, the 4th and the 9th hour, that is only talking about when you're going on your own in a sort of very secluded place. So if you're going for a sort of a contemplative hike in the forest on your own, don't go between the 4th and the 9th hours, because that's caught by this. But going shopping on your own, or going anywhere on your own in built up areas, says the Aruch HaShulchan, doesn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah adds a further interesting caveat when it says, Lo yakul tamidim, you shouldn't hit your students. He refers to afidu beretzua yesh lizoh, even with a little strap, even with a shoelace, because it's considered a dangerous thing to do. And the Eicha Rabbah brings a medrash, which gives the background as to why it could be dangerous, because it sort of unleashes certain mazikim, and therefore one should avoid hitting the Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, even a little snap. Something like that is a dangerous thing to do. One should avoid it in the nine days. Now, let's go through the various topics. For example, swimming. For example, boat rides, trips. What about flights? What about surgery? There's loads to discuss. But let's try and summarize it in the short time that we have. What is the story with swimming in the 3 weeks? We're now in the 3 weeks. We're allowed to go swimming. Is that considered dangerous? So the Halichas Shlema, Shlema Zalman Orbach says, you're allowed to go swimming in the 3 weeks. There's no problem with that. There is no sakona, there's no danger per se to swim in the 3 weeks. The issue is rechitza shel tanuk. And that's why it gets a bit confusing, because people sometimes mix up the various different strands over here. There are different things going on. There is sakona, which is general danger during the 3 weeks. There is simcha, which is from Rosh Chodesh Av. And there is also other halachas of avelus, for example, rechitza shel tanuk. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no sakona in swimming, and therefore you're allowed to swim in the 3 weeks. The whole problem is rechitza shel tanuk, pleasure washing, and that's only applicable during the 9 days. So in the 9 days, if you're hot and sweaty, the Gris Moshe says you can take a shower, maybe a bit cooler than usual, that's fine, that will be okay. But to have a long soak in a bubble bath, or a pleasure, rechitza shel tanuk, that's a problem. And therefore, swimming in the 3 weeks is not a problem per se, it's only a problem in the 9 days, according to Shlomo Zalman. Others do argue, and actually the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, that he thinks it's not a problem at all. And to go even in the 9 days, he held back, he did it for medical reasons, of course, but he held back and said people wouldn't understand, well, maybe it's Marasayim, and he wouldn't do it. And Rav Sternbuch says a similar thing, and if you turn over the page, in Tshuvas V'Hanhogos, he was asked exactly this question, are you allowed to go swimming in the 3 weeks? And his response is, L'chayr ein b'zeh issa, l'chayr, there's no problem with swimming in the 3 weeks. V'ein lonu ligza gezeris me'atzmeinu. We shouldn't come along and introduce new decrees. Be'eretz Yisrael, ha'minuk pashat, in Eretz Yisrael, the minuk is simply straightforward, gam be'emsa shavua, v'kolshkein be'erev Shabbos, to swim in the sea. And the only people only hold back during the 9 days. So it's similar to what Shlomo Zalman says. And I'm of the opinion, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, that one can even swim in the sea. But one shouldn't swim in an area in the sea which is too deep, because there's sakona. And therefore, to swim in a more shallow part of the sea, or in a regular swimming pool where you can stand up, or it's not too deep, or there's a lifeguard, there's no sakona perhaps, so then that would be okay. But it's a lot. But in the 9 days, then you've got other issues of rechitza shel ta'anuk. Okay. Seder. Now, what about boat rides?
Is washing the same as swimming?
No, but no, washing, there's rechitza, which means you're not allowed to take to bathe. To bathe during the 9 days. But that's a din in the 9 days. And therefore, to go to the bathhouse in the times of old, or to soak in a bath for a rechitza shel tanug, a pleasure bathing, is a problem in the 9 days. But like I said, the Igros Moshe says that in hot countries, when a person, certainly nowadays where we're mufanokim, we're quite fastidious, and we would take showers on a daily or almost daily basis. So then, certainly there would be it would be okay to take a shower and a cooler shower to rid oneself of sweat and things like that. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman that swimming is more akin to rechitza shel tanug, which is pleasure bathing, which would be a problem in the 9 days. So the what I saw in Rav Shimon Ida's sefer is that even if it's, in fact, let's carry on. You'll see, I'll come back to Rav Shimon Ida in a second. But if you look at the next paragraph in Shulz van Hoggis, he says, it's an issue of health. And being healthy is a tzorech mitzvah. However, that does not trump the danger involved. And yes, for health reasons, it's considered good. But he says that doesn't trump swimming, the danger that could be involved. He's talking about swimming in the sea. And Rav Shimon Ida's sefer, he talks more about sort of, not just maintaining good health, but he's talking more about physiotherapy and people who need sort of that sort of exercise, rather than just maintaining good health. So the Minhag Olam seems to be to avoid swimming in the 9 days at all, unless you need some sort of therapeutic reasons, more than just for exercise.
So only in the sea. The sea is more dangerous.
True, but that's the sakona aspect. But the rechitza aspect is considered rechitza shtalim. But again, one can ask their own posuk for their own particular advice. Now, what about boat rides? So, Ramosha Feinstein is quoted in a sefer called Moedei Ashur and someone called Aaron Felder. I've got it here in paragraph 5. He says that boat rides are okay. However, if it's an unstable boat where, where it's likely to fall in, then it's going to be more problematic. So he says here, Kach Shamaitim Imaran Shlita, I heard from Ramosha, since there is a problem with rechitza of washing in the 9 days, you see that? You can't sail in a canoe, or kayak or something, because then you might easily fall into the water. And that's, in fact, another person asked me a few days ago, he mentioned white water rafting. Right now, in these sort of things, it's very likely you're going to fall in. I mean, part of the geschmack, and certainly for a school kayaking trip, who's not going to fall in, right? So in that sort of situation, that is certainly caught by Ramosha's unstable boat, and that should be avoided. You could argue that if the water is very shallow, then there's no sakona here. It looks like very, you're in a canoe and it's white water and it's all, but you get out and you're up to your knees. Yeah, this takes the danger aspect a little bit away. Maybe that's it could be if it's shallow water that could be okay.
Maybe 3 weeks or just 9 days.
So that's the thing. So again, if it's a matter of if Ramosha is talking about Mirash Chodesh also Beruchitz is called Gufay, and if you're likely to fall in, then you've got a problem. So therefore, these sort of things we do. I spoke to one Pesach today. He told me in our country here in London, the stuff they allow you to do on any of these rides, It's not caught really by the sakona nowadays. There's so many, you're wearing a helmet and a life jacket and there's lifeguards and there's CCTV watching you go down the river. He says it's not really an issue of sakona. Therefore, the issue is more rechitza, and that's an issue of the 9 days. But only in a situation where it's likely that you're going to fall in. Okay. Now, what about trips? What about, schools break up? A lot of schools break up Friday. What about next week? You want to go to Thorpe Park? Is that allowed in the 3 weeks? So Reb Chaim Palagia, Sfaradi Posuk, says there was a takana not to go on trips already from the 17th of Tammuz, from Shivas of Tammuz, but most poskim allow it. The Shevet Halevi was asked a question regarding camps in America. Now, camps in America are long. Here in England, they're 2 weeks sometime in August or whenever. But in America, they could be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, the whole of July and August. So Shevet Halevi was asked, if you look in box number 6, Haminag kam b'mdina seinu, our minag here in America, should be mei hakayetz in the summer months, Shoyhim hayilodim malachas chayes. Kids go to camp. V'yesh mekoymes shayilodim noisim l'tayel b'mei ben hamitzorim. And kids go during the ben hamitzorim between Shiva Sabbatamas and Tisha B'Av as Rosh Chodesh Av. In other words, before the 9 days. Ha'im arich l'mei v'tochi. Is this correct? Should we allow or plan for the kids to go on trips in the period from Shiva Sabbatamas until Tisha B'Av? Says the Shevet HaLevi. B'yomim eile ad Rosh Chodesh Av. Until Rosh Chodesh Av, yesh lema'et ktsas b'tzilim. It's okay to go, but don't go every day. Minimize it a little bit. Sheyeh lohem hakara, there should be a recognition, tahashinu machmas ovel yom ma'ele. We sort of tone things down a little bit. Don't go every day, just tone things down a little bit. V'gam im yelchu, and if you do go, yeh derech mitzvah, there should be some mitzvah aspect to it. Hainu ledaber etom al kal akol derech, with the return of a chizuk. There should be, you know, some sort of divrei Torah, chizuk, and especially for camps which have a sort of a chizuk aspect, kiruv or chizuk aspect to them, then that could be relevant to it. Okay, so trips are okay, but one should try and tone it down and minimize them a little bit from the period of Shiva Sabbatamas until Rosh Chodesh. What about travel? Are you allowed to fly? This is the big question. So the MS Liakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, here it's on the paragraph 7, he was asked this question, Ha'im yesh limnoa melotus ba'aviron b'tisha hayom? Are you allowed to go on a plane in the 9 days? Says Rabbi Yaakov, Im ha'nasiyah hi l'shem mitzvah, if the journey is for a mitzvah purpose, you're going to visit parents and you're flying to see them. And so too, flying to Israel, flying to Eretz Israel is not a problem because going to Eretz Israel is a mitzvah. And Ryashov interestingly says that business trips are included in a Dvar mitzvah. So a guy needs to fly on a business trip, a person needs to travel for whatever reason, then that would be allowed based on the fact that it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's a business trip, says Rabbi Yashav, is considered a Dvar Mitzvah, and it's permissible even in the 9 days. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, in Halicha Shlomo, takes a similar line to that of Rabbi Yaakov. He says, Lo ha'yanichalei l'rabbeinu klal nasiyah b'matos, b'tes ha'yomim shem Rosh Chodesh ha'tisha b'av. He didn't like people flying in the 9 days. V'afal pishab is manenu nasiyah se'elu he'maisim shebechol yom. You're going to tell me that it's so common nowadays, statistically it's very safe. I think statistically you're more likely to have a crash on the way to the airport than you are in the air, right? However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that you bench goyimel after you take a flight. Ein la'odim, that's a machlokes, but that was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Ein la'odim la'hachnis atzmo le'sofik sakona b'yomel. If one can avoid it, one should avoid putting yourself in a sofik sakona during the 9 days. Ulo. However, for a yeshiva bacha who wants to go back to Chutz Laaretz, back to England, back to America, and he can't, for whatever reason, wait until after Tisha B'Av, he didn't want the boy to say, hey, listen, I can't fly in the 9 days, let me go a few days before Zman. Says Rosh Chodesh Zalman, no, you stay in yeshiva. The schus of the Torah, Togei Nolov, the schus of Torah will protect you. You don't need to be mevatel your seder in yeshiva. But to go to Eretz Yisrael, hitir, Rav Shlomo Zalman allowed, v'afilu b'yom Tisha B'Av, even on Tisha B'Av itself. Amazing. We had someone staying with us last Shabbos. So she and her daughter were flying back on Sunday, which is Shiva Sabbatamas, and she was a little bit anxious about it. So I said to her, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, to go to Eretz Yisrael, you can go on Tisha B'Av itself. He carries on. Even if it's tam a trip, you're going to holiday. You're going to Herzliya. You're not going for any mitzvah purpose. But the very going to Eretz Yisrael, after Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah Yishuv Yisrael, it might be not Yishuv Yisrael in the technical term. The Mekal Mokim Kol Shib Eretz Yisrael Yesh B'Maila. But being Eretz Yisrael has a Maila. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubas. To Kalam Halich Daladamas Eretz Yisrael Muftuch Lesh Ben Eilim Haba. You take 4 steps in Eretz Yisrael, you're guaranteed to be a Ben Eilim Haba. So therefore, travel for business reasons or for any Dvar Mitzvah is certainly allowed in the 9 days. Otherwise, if one can avoid it, one should try and avoid doing it, says Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Now, what about surgery? Is one allowed to undertake surgery during the 9 days? So again, the MS Liakov says, Yesh lahak b'tshe lo'ilikve nituchim, one should try and avoid scheduling surgery One should try and avoid it. However, and Rav Moshe says the same thing, one should try and avoid surgery in the 9 days, even if it's only very minor surgery and the sakana is less. However, of course, if the doctor advises surgery, then you just do it. You've got to get on with it. We're talking about minor surgery, which could possibly wait, and there's no harm in waiting until after the 9 days. If the doctor advises that the surgery is necessary, then one should do that. And that includes, by the way, that this is brought in Torah Sayoledes from Zilberstein Sefer, that the Zilberstein says that includes scheduling a cesarean. If a lady is pregnant and she's going to give birth by a C-section, she can schedule that cesarean even in the 9 days. If the doctor's advised, this is when you should have it. There's no need to push it off after the 9 days. So just to summarize, what have we said? The Mishnah says in Tanis, Mishnah Nichnas Av Mema'atim Besimcha, and as the Gemara continues to say, that our din, our mazel, is a little bit down in these days, and therefore one has to be a little bit more careful. This is an issue of Sakana. There's a Machlokas if it applies the entire month or just till Tisha B'Av. We are Mekel, generally the custom seems to be Mekel until Tisha B'Av, or at least until Yudav, like the Piskei Tshuva says. Some are, Noig till Shabbos Nachamu or Tu B'Av or whatever, but the minhag seems to be until the day after Tisha B'Av. One should, the halacha brings about avoiding danger in the 3 weeks. That refers to going out on your own in a sort of secluded place or hitting students and things like that. But the more relevant ones for us today is swimming. And we saw that there is no danger of swimming in the 3 weeks, only from Rosh Chodesh, but that's for a different reason, of Rechitza Shel Tanug. But one should avoid very deep water or swimming in a place without a lifeguard or things like that. Look, here in the UK, the last 2 days have been incredibly hot, 40 degrees centigrade. And yesterday I saw that 4 people in this country were drowned, through open swimming and things like that. So it is a sakana. So to be careful and to make sure one swims only in a safe place, as Sternbach says, not too deep and, where there's a lifeguard and in a safe swimming. Boat rides are allowed. One may ride in a boat, but not an unstable one, such as a canoe or a kayak, where it's very likely that you're going to fall out, because from Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about from Rosh Chodesh onwards, because that is an issue of Rechitza Shel Tanug. And trips, one should try and minimize it, the Shevi HaLevi says, from Shivas HaBatamas until Rosh Chodesh, but they are technically allowed. And travel, again, business trips and any trip which is a Dvar Mitzvah are allowed even in the 9 days. Even says Rav Shlomo Zalman to fly to Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av itself would be allowed. But they do say that if it's unnecessary travel in the 9 days, one should try and avoid it. In surgery, if the doctor says it's necessary, then one should do it. But otherwise, if it's possible, minor surgery should try and push it off outside the 9 days. So what did regarding the two questions we began with, should this guy have his flying lesson in the 3 weeks or however? So it would seem, again, it's not really a sakana. It could be that it's not as safe as commercial flying, but generally speaking, the health and safety in this part of the world is pretty good, and therefore it's not really a sakana. But it could be mitoich simcha in the 9 days is not really appropriate. You don't hear of a person sitting shiva or in a novel in the shleishim saying, is it mutter for me to go on a flying lesson and stuff like that? So one should bear that in mind. But in the 3 weeks at lechura, it would be okay, but one should try and avoid it in the 9 days. And regarding this, the kayaking and stuff like that, one should try lechura and avoid that in the 9 days. But in the 3 weeks, that would be before the period from Shivas Vatamas until the 9 days, until Rosh Chodesh, that would be okay. Seder.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.